Now, what'd be right? Scared or afraid?
Oh, afraid. Either one.
Either one, that's it.
This has just happened recently that she's afraid. But a year ago, she... Oh, let's see, but last year she wasn't afraid to go upstairs in the dark. So you say, I don't understand why she's afraid. She didn't
used to be.
Somebody who leaves a lot of money laying around and the door unlocked. You say, he's mighty
careless.
There's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of... what's another word you might say?
Yeah, you could. If she acts funny, you could say,
She's kind of...
Peculiar.
Okay.
Peculiar or something.
You might say that she's kind of queer, too.
Yeah, that's right.
What does the word queer mean?
Well, I think queer means just like I'd say she's kind of peculiar about things, you know. They have their little old ways set, you know, and you say, well, they're peculiar, they're just...
Best thing would be just... I'd just set in the way.
Do you think that the word queer has changed in its meaning over the years?
No, I don't think so.
No.
If a man is sure of his own ways and doesn't ever want to change, you say, don't be so
old-fashioned.
If somebody who makes up his mind and nothing can make him change his mind, you say he is
setting his ways. That's right, he's setting his ways.
Some people you try to joke with and they get mad. You know, you're teasing them, mm-hmm. And they get mad. What do you say they are? You say they're awful
funny. They don't want you to joke with them or tease them or anything, or they
take it wrong.
Yeah, they take
and
it wrong.
And so you might say, well, he's...
Well, old bat don't fool with nobody.
You know people like that?
Yeah.
Me too.
I understand. I know people that want to tease you, but you can't tease me.
Yeah. And then you might say, well, gee, I was just kidding. I didn't know that he'd get
mad, angry or something.
Somebody about to lose his temper, you might say, now just
wait a minute.
If you've been working hard all day, you say you are very
tired.
And if you're really, really tired, you might say that you were...
Oh, you say I'm so tired.
Give
I don't know.
Well,
give out, okay.
And
that's what you say.
Give out. She says you're really, really tired. You're just about to give out.
Oh, I say, well, you know, I'm completely fagged out. Ain't no good at all.
Yeah, that was in here too.
Fagged out.
I just said I pooped.
That's fine. That's a good word.
I guess we don't do that one. If a person has been quite well and you hear that suddenly they've got some disease, you might say, well, last night she
seemed all right.
And today she
is sick.
If somebody's been sitting in a draft and he begins to cough,
he's caught cold.